to have seized power in the wake of flawed parliamentary elections that stoked violence and large protests in the capital. Charles de Ledesma files this report from Associated Press.
The Central Election Commission of Kyrgyzstan has declared the results of the weekend's parliamentary election invalid after mass protests erupted in the capital, Bishkek, and other cities. Opposition supporters had seized government buildings overnight Monday and demanded a new election. Hundreds of people were hurt and at least one person died. The Central Election Commission says the decision to declare the voting result invalid was made in order to avoid tension in the country. Opposition supporters overnight had freed the ex-president from jail and announced plans to oust the president and form a new government. However, the president's office has accused opposition supporters of trying to illegally seize power. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says its best estimates indicate that roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus. The estimate, which would amount to more than 760 million people, based on the current world population of about 7.6 billion, far outstrips the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both WHO and Johns Hopkins University, now more than 35 million worldwide. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced China's exploitation, corruption, and coercion Tuesday as he participated in a high-level forum of Asian leaders that Washington hopes will counter Beijing's growing influence. This is VOA News. Desmond Mead is traveling around Florida in a coach bus trying to make sure people who've paid their debt to society by serving time for felony convictions can still perform their civic duty to vote. In 2018, Floridians overwhelmingly approved a measure allowing most felons to vote after completing their sentences. But the coronavirus pandemic has hampered registration drives and a disputed requirement that felons pay a series of costs before their rights are restored have turned the anticipated geyser of new voters in the largest swing state into a mere trickle. Desmond Mead, the president of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, he says the number of returning voters is around 100,000. He hopes to add 40,000 more by the state's October 5th general election registration deadline. Germany's Interior Ministry on Tuesday released a new report showing that right-wing extremism is not a systemic problem among the nation's security forces. At a Berlin news conference, Interior Minister Horst Seehofer told reporters the study, conducted by Germany's Domestic Security Agency, indicated less than 1% of Germany's police forces, security agencies, and military personnel espouse far-right worldviews and sympathies. Nonetheless, the report, which surveyed police forces in the country's 16 federal states, showed a total of 377 cases in which officers have been suspected of having far-right links over the last 3 years. Hurricane Delta has become an increasingly powerful storm that is strengthening rapidly as it moves across the Caribbean Sea and is expected to threaten Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula by early Wednesday, that according to U.S. forecasters. In its latest report, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said Delta is positioned east-southeast of the peninsula and already has maximum sustained winds of 175 kilometers per hour, making it a strong Category 2 storm on the hurricane scale by which the storms are measured. The Hurricane Center said Delta is expected to be a Category 3 or major hurricane when it moves over the peninsula Wednesday and over the Gulf of Mexico through Thursday. Three physicists have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physics for black hole discoveries. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said on Tuesday that Briton Roger Penrose will receive half of this year's prize for the discovery that black hole formation is a robust prediction of the general theory of relativity. Grand K. Hansen, the Academy's Secretary General, said German Reinhard Genzel and American Andrea Ghez will receive the second half of the prize for the discovery of supermassive compact object at the center of our galaxy. Via remote, Joe Palca, this is VOA News.
It's on VOA One.